is a Fox News alert. Crowds are gathering in St. Peter's Square. I'm Pam Puso. Bells chiming in Vatican City following the death of Pope Benedict at 95. Inspired to join the priesthood at an early age, he became Pope in 2005.
Sex abuse would haunt his papacy as the scandal unfolded in Europe, and critics charged that Benedict's record on abuse was mixed. Benedict offended Muslims with a speech suggesting Islam could be a violent religion, and sparked a global uproar when he lifted the excommunication for four renegade bishops, since one of them, Richard Williamson, turned out to be a Holocaust denier.
Fox's Greg Palcott, Pope Benedict resigned in 2013 due to failing health. A pioneering journalist who broke glass ceilings has died. Barbara Walters, who became the first female anchor of an evening news program, was 93. Investigators in Idaho are moving into a new phase. They've arrested a man for the murders of four college students.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania.
James Fry is the police chief in Moscow, Idaho.
Kohlberger is a PhD student at Washington State University. He's studying criminology and has done research on the thoughts and feelings of felons as they commit crimes.
Fox's Dan Springer, a motive hasn't been revealed and the murder weapon hasn't been found. As China prepares to ring in the new year with no COVID-19 restrictions, President Xi Jinping delivered a New Year's address saying the country has overcome unprecedented difficulties and challenges. Beijing recently scrapped its zero COVID policy that relied heavily on lockdowns. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A bad situation appears to be getting worse for New York Congressman-elect George Santos. The Republican who admits lying about his background may have also improperly used campaign funds.
One example, according to the New York Times, was $11,000 paid for by the campaign for a Long Island home. The campaign said it was for staffers to stay at, but the paper reported that it appeared Santos and his husband were actually the ones living there. That would violate the FEC's rule on personal use of campaign funds. Now, the Times also cited dozens of purchases marked just 1 cent below the threshold where a receipt is required. Santos's travel expenses also been scrutinized as well, along with just about every other fundamental part of the congressman-elect's personal story, which she has largely admitted to fabricating.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, an attorney for Santos, told The Times some campaign money was spent unwisely, but not illegally. After more than 15,000 cancellations over the past week, Southwest Airlines is beginning to get back to a normal schedule. This as many customers pursue refunds and try to reconnect with lost baggage.
Southwest is facing increasing scrutiny from Washington over its holiday meltdown. The Department of Transportation is threatening to issue fines in the tens of thousands of dollars for each case in which the airline doesn't live up to its obligations for reimbursing passengers for cancellations and delays. And some members of Congress want to see the department go even further and look into the billions of taxpayer dollars the airline received in pandemic aid.
Fox's Garrett Tenney, Southwest blames outdated technology that makes it harder to get back on track after a disruption. Transportation issues in the city of Boston. 9 subway cars on the Orange Line were pulled from service yesterday because of safety issues. As a result, passengers can expect longer wait times between trains. Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.